Blog Talk Radio.
I got a suitcase, but all my yesterdays I left them all at home. 'Cause I got a dream to chase, and there just ain't no way I got extra room for you. And for doubting myself, I ain't doubting myself no more. 'Cause I'm a dreamer. I live my life with my head up in the clouds, and I have this dream that someday I'm gonna fly up and just never come down. I got the world to see, and it's all right at my feet. I just need to get up and go. I know I might sound naive, but sometimes that's a pretty thing. I just live off what I know. And what I know is I ain't doubting myself. I ain't doubting myself no more. 'Cause I'm a dreamer. I live my life with my head up in the clouds, and I have this dream that someday I'm gonna fly up and just never come down. It keeps getting better, and I keep getting closer to where I need to be. It keeps tasting sweeter, and it's scary, but I keep diving deeper. I'm making my dreams reality. Cause I'm a dreamer. I live my life with my head up in the clouds, and I have this dream that someday, I'm gonna fly up and just never come down. Never come down, no. You can't bring me down, no. 'Cause I got a suitcase, but all my yesterdays I left them all at home.
I'm going to brag just a second. We play some incredibly talented artists on the show, don't we, Craig?
Oh, yes. All these artists that we have had are extremely talented.
Today's guest ranks right up there at the top of the most incredibly talented guests we've ever had, because that song is so good. Oh, my God.
It is.
But anyway.
Ellie had performed it at the Nashville local finals, and it was fabulous doing so.
Sweet. Anyway, hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of What Is With Murph. Today on the show, we have super talented singer-songwriter, and when I say super talented, y'all just heard it. She is just so talented. Super talented singer-songwriter Ellie Cook joining us. We'll talk with Ellie about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. So, with that being said, Greg, let's go ahead and welcome the incredibly talented Miss Ellie Cook to the show. Hey, Ellie, how are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to finally speak to you,
absolutely.
Ellie, since I last saw you in Nashville.
Yeah.
I thank you for doing this today. It's great to have you on.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you this right now. I host indie country radio show every Friday at this time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm putting a song straight into rotation on the show.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And I'll let you know when it'll be played. I'll keep you in the loop, definitely. So.
Okay, I would love that.
Awesome. We like to start pretty much every interview off with the same two questions. Well, they're not exactly questions, but just kind of introduce yourself and tell the listeners how you got into music in the first place.
Okay. Well, my name is Ellie Cook. I'm a singer-songwriter from Pennsylvania. I've been singing ever since I was, like, probably two or three. My mom told me that I used to sing in my crib and, like, make up songs. But I would sing for my family, and whenever we would get together, like at Thanksgiving or Easter, any holiday. And then I taught myself to play guitar when I was 14. I taught myself through YouTube videos and just looking up the chords to songs or just listening by ear. And then I started performing at talent shows, and just it kind of started from there. I just started performing anywhere I could, and now I've just been performing and working on my songwriting.
That's awesome. You know, I like what you said about learning guitar through YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of sort of how I'm relearning guitar.
Oh, that's cool.
I took lessons for years, like in middle school. I took lessons,
mm-hmm.
and they weren't really exactly what I wanted to play.
So, mm-hmm.
I'm a big a country music fan myself, obviously.
Yeah.
So, and of course, I knew what they were teaching me was kind of the basis of working your way around the guitar, getting familiar with it or whatever. But
mm-hmm.
As I got older. And I discovered YouTube and guitar tabs. I said,
yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna teach myself this stuff. And I've been playing for about the past maybe 3 years, and I can play several songs pretty well. So.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So I totally get it. I mean. I'll be at my laptop for literally hours just YouTubing certain songs, so I totally get it completely.
Mhm. That's awesome. Yeah, YouTube is really helpful.
Yes, it really is. I did kind of have some fun kind of get to know you questions just to kind of jump into things real quick. I did have some get to know you questions, if you're okay with it.
Okay.
Awesome. I always ask this question, and it's really interesting to hear the artist's response, because it's almost never the same for any artist at all. But if you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
That's a hard question. Wow. I probably wouldn't change anything, because I feel like everything happens for a reason, and I feel like it's all part of the learning process, you know, to get where I will eventually get, if that makes any sense.
Perfect sense. Okay. Now, for this question, I sort of kind of had to borrow it from a friend of mine who
mm-hmm.
is also a radio host. But as an artist and somebody in the business, What is your definition of success?
I would say to, like, always give every opportunity all that you've got and to just give it your very best. That's my definition of success.
Nice. Okay. This is always a fun one. And the guest we had on yesterday,
mm-hmm.
I think we might have stumped her with this one because it was so much fun to ask this question. I think we might have accidentally stumped her, which we're not trying to do, by the way. We're not trying to stump you guys with any of these questions, by the way. But I had a professor in college who loved scenarios. He'd throw out a scenario to us at every class period. So I'm guessing that's probably where I get my a love of scenarios myself. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
you're stranded on a deserted island and can only have three items with you. What are you taking?
Oh, okay. Probably my guitar would be number one. My iPod, because I can't live without music. And my Bible.
Awesome. And speaking of music, what are you currently into?
Ooh, well, okay. I'm always into Hunter Hayes and Lindsey L, because those are my top favorites. I'm
mm-hmm.
really into Maren Morris's new song, Dear Hate,
mm-hmm.
and some Lauren Daigle.
Awesome. And I'm glad you brought up Lindsey L, because didn't you play at her album release party?
Did she? She played? Wait, what? Sorry.
Did you play at Lindsey's album release party? I think you played, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I didn't play.
No, I think
awesome.
You just attended, but.
What, Craig?
I think you just attended. You attended.
Yes,
I
just attended.
Yeah. If
okay.
If you played, then I'd have to fly in, even if it was in California.
And that's where I met you, Craig, right?
Yes, I met you at the fan club party on
yeah,
that Thursday.
Yeah, that was so much fun.
See, I was
yeah,
under the impression
they just didn't have coffee.
They had coffee M&Ms, right?
Yeah, that's why I ate 30 of them
oh.
and had all the sugar into it, and that lasted only 20 minutes.
My two favorite food groups, chocolate and coffee.
Yeah,
my
and they had, like,
food
a breakfast.
Combined.
They had breakfast,
did.
Too.
They had a full spread. They even
wow.
had orange juice,
cool.
water. And I think they had a coffee maker in the kitchen that they didn't bring out. Next time I'm bringing it out myself.
Ow.
Bring your own coffee machine.
Oh.
Yes. You know, the phrase is, like, bring your own booze. In this case, it'll be all food included. Bring your own coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. I've got a question that might stump you. I don't know, but if you weren't a singer, what would you be doing right now?
If I wasn't a singer,
mm-hmm.
Probably I would be doing something with animals because I love animals.
What animals in particular do you like?
Dogs and cats and just any kind of animals, pretty much.
dogs
are my favorite.
My friend's dog loves me too much.
Sweet.
He keeps licking me until I get the red eye. Yes, and unfortunately with cats,
wow.
I don't go that far because I'm allergic to cats.
Aww.
So I just get red too quickly and run.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You know, I'm a big fan of artist interviews, which is fairly obvious because that's what I do. I'll watch and listen to pretty much every artist interview I can possibly find. So I was watching a few months ago. I watched a Dan Rather interview a Kid Rock, and he asked this question. I just thought it was the greatest question of all time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna kind of switch it up a bit and ask you when your career takes off and you're winning a major award after major award, which is going to happen for you, there's not a doubt in my mind, with a voice
Thank
like
you.
This, it's
going to
happen
you.
Completely. But
yep, you and Lindsay are going to be competing each other for Female Vocalist of the Year. I'd love to see that standoff.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. I agree totally. Anyway, what's one thing that you want to be remembered for as an artist?
Well, probably that I was humble and kind and able to connect with people through my music, because that's my main goal.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say your main goal was, Ellie? I'm sorry?
To be able to connect with people through my music.
I think you're achieving that well far and beyond already.
Thank
oh,
you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
You've already got a fan right here, so.
It makes two.
And I'm going to say this now, and I'll probably say it at the end of the interview, but if there's anything that you ever need from us, whether it's a promotion for a brand new single, whatever it is, I don't ever hesitate to reach out, okay?
Okay, thank you. That's so nice of you.
Yes.
I feel like that if you guys take 30 minutes out of your day to come on and do this little fan-created radio show, which is really all it is, that it's my job to help promote you guys. It's my job.
Oh, we really appreciate that. Thank you.
I wanted to ask you, Ellie.
Absolutely.
What are your next steps in the next 6 months to a year? What are your immediate goals in terms of musically?
Musically? Okay. For right now, I'm just working on getting better at performing and hopefully trying to save enough money so that I'm able to record some stuff. But right now, I want to work on my songwriting and performing a little bit more before I record anything.
Oh, when you say raise money to record, do you mean like a full-fledged EP, and would you consider having a fundraiser?
That would be a good idea, so I'll probably have to think about that. That's a good idea.
I know quite a few artists have done this. Two
mm-hmm.
Steel Girls, Amanda Cooksey. My friend Lily Nelson, who's done. So there's a lot of that you could research, and I think you'll do a great job of definitely meet your goal. I'd be shocked if you didn't.
Aw, thank you. Okay.
Sure. Well, I saw there was a huge turnout for you at the award show, so I
at
think
what show?
You have... The Nash Next final show that I drove to see.
How many hours did you drive for that?
Oh, just 2.5 each way.
Oh, wow. That's pretty impressive.
Well, with you and Devin on the lineup together, it was a no-miss.
Oh.
Yes, so I think it's something I think you would receive a lot of support. And if you choose a fundraiser, you'd be surprised.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
This is kind of sort of a brand new question we've got. We hadn't asked many artists this, so you're sort of the a quote unquote guinea pig for this one. I know you're a creative person, obviously. So, professionally speaking, what's the best thing that's ever happened to you?
Like with my career?
Yeah.
Probably getting to open for William Michael Morgan. That was pretty awesome.
How cool was that? I mean, I'm a big William Michael Morgan fan, so
mm-hmm.
How cool was getting open for him?
It was unreal. Like, I couldn't believe that it was real life because I've been a huge fan of his for a while, and it just couldn't have been more perfect to get to open for him.
That's cool. Is he as nice as he seems on Twitter? Because, I mean, this dude seems like he has no flaws whatsoever.
Yeah, he's super nice. And he's really chill and down-to-earth and humble.
Mm-hmm. You know, go ahead, Craig.
Before William Michael Morgan became popular,
mm-hmm.
I went to see Peyton Taylor perform at the Bridge Bar.
Yeah.
And he was standing right there with his cowboy hat on. And
aww.
Peyton's mother whispered to me, "That's William Michael Morgan." "Who? William Michael Morgan." "Yeah, on Blake's label." And little did I know that he would come up with Mad Girl and Vinyl and get popular.
That's crazy. That's so cool that you saw him.
I saw him.
Gosh.
I just didn't
meet
him.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, being a creative person, which you are, what inspires or motivates you?
Probably the thing that motivates me the most is just getting inspired by other artists and how they handle their careers and just their music, really.
Mm-hmm. This show has given me a lot of opportunities to meet former guests or whatever, in person.
Mm-hmm.
There was one guest I met. Her name is Joe Smith,
mm-hmm.
and you know, it's really cool when people that you speak to over the phone and exceed your expectations of them as people. That's
mm-hmm.
so cool to me.
That's awesome.
And let me see if there's anything else for you. I did want to ask a couple more questions. And I think we're going to wrap things up, but what's the best advice you've ever been given?
Oh, that's pretty crazy because I've been given a lot of advice, but I think the main thing that I've got is to just keep at it and to just never give up. That's pretty much what everyone has said to me, and so that's probably the most important.
Awesome. Let's see. I know all of us are obviously on social media, and it seems like social media has taken over everybody's lives at this point because everybody and their brother is on social media.
Yeah.
How has social media affected your career this far?
Social media has helped me a lot especially because of YouTube, because I'm able to put my music on YouTube and just people from all over the world can hear my music. And I think that's the way that it's really impacted my career the most.
Have you received feedback from people abroad about your music as well as domestic, Ellie?
Like from other singers?
Oh, in general, like music
mm-hmm.
fans, other artists from abroad. In other words, you said that YouTube appeals to people both abroad and domestic. I'm just curious if you received any international appeal from your music, any comments on social media?
I have. I had one guy comment and say that he was from London and that he was watching my videos. So that was really cool.
Oh, that's awesome that he's a bloody dreamer too.
I think my favorite was Lauren Daigle. She's a Christian / worship singer. She found a couple of my videos and shared them on her social media, and that helped me get a lot of subscribers, and it was a really cool surprise. That was my favorite.
Oh, that's super. Only we need now is Lindsay and William Michael Morgan to share your videos too, and then before you know it, you'll be opening up in Nashville for them.
Oh, that's a dream. That would be awesome.
Let me see if we've got anything else for you.
Okay.
This has to do with performing live. As a singer, how do you know when it's time to take a song out of a live set or switch the set list up?
Well, I try to not play the same set list at the same places. So, like, if I'm going to perform at the same place twice in a month, I try to switch it up. But the main thing is when I get tired of playing a song, I take it out because I have to practice a lot. So I end up getting tired of playing them. But then I'll bring it back once I get a break from it.
Yeah. And I get that. I mean, even if you... A major artists have said something to that effect, so I get it completely.
Mhm. Yeah.
Maybe one or two more questions, and I'll see if Craig's got anything.
Okay.
I know you've played obviously in Nashville and some more places, but what's been your favorite place to play?
Well, first, I've actually never played in Nashville, so hopefully one day I'll get to. But favorite place to play was probably getting to open for William Michael Morgan again, because that was crazy. It was a huge crowd, and it was just the biggest thing that I've done so far, and it was awesome.
Nice. I did find one more question for you, and this is courtesy of my friends over at CM Chat. And I rarely ask this question, but if you could pick one celebrity to narrate the story of your life, who would it be?
Oh, that's crazy. So, like, a celebrity, anybody?
Yeah, any celebrity.
Wow, that's pretty hard. Who should I pick? Do you have an idea?
Oh, man.
Yes.
Do you have an idea, Craig?
Why don't you hunt Hunter down? I'm sure he'd be happy to lead for you.
Okay, we'll go with Hunter. How about that?
Good.
Hunter Hayes. Thanks, Craig,
for
the help.
You're welcome. And when you turn 21, that's what he could highlight the whole part of the communication broadcast with. If it's in parts, him singing 21 will be like a great finale for the broadcast.
Oh, yeah.
for me, it would have to be Morgan Freeman. Because let's face it, that man makes pretty much everything exponentially more epic. Wow. 30 minutes has just flown by, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
May I ask one question?
Yeah, Craig, go ahead, buddy.
Yeah. So, Ellie, for the remainder of the year, do you have any shows planned?
Yes, I do. I will hopefully have some Christmas shows in December. They're not all out yet, but I'll have some Christmas shows in December. And then for the end of this month, I'm playing in Sykesville, Maryland, and in Biglerville, PA.
I would love to come to one of those shows that you mentioned.
Oh, and I'm also playing in Gardner's, PA, in this month.
Okay. Do you have the times on your website?
Yes, I do. I have them all on my Facebook.
I will look them up, and I'll let you know. Hopefully, I can see you at one of those shows.
Okay, that's awesome. I'd love to see you.
Same here. Me too, Ellie.
And, you know, before we go, I ask every artist this. How can fans follow you on social media?
I am at Ellie Cook Music on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Nice. This has been so much fun, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
You definitely cooked up a storm, Ellie.
That one's great.
Thank you.
Well played, Craig. Well played, buddy.
Thank you, Cody.
But thank you for doing this, and you're absolutely more than welcome back anytime.
Okay, thank you.
Awesome. And I meant what I said earlier. If there's anything we can do, don't ever hesitate to reach out. You know where to find us. So.
Okay, I will. Thanks.
Awesome. I'm gonna let you go and let you get back to your evening. But I thank you again, Ellie.
Of course, thank you.
Yes, it was an honor, Ellie. Look forward to seeing you soon.
You too.
I'll be talking to you on social media, definitely.
Okay, that's great.
Bye.
Bye.
Take care, Ellie. Bye.
That was fun. That was
so much
fun.
Yes, that was a blast.
She's great.
She is super sweet.
Yes, she is. Who do we have coming up in the next couple of weeks?
Okay, we have next Monday, we have Sarah Stearman. Then next Tuesday, we have Miss Juliana Hale. Then the following week, we have I think we have three shows on the following week. Camp Sierra Burnell on October 23rd. We have Cameron Kane on October 24th, Award a Big Award at the Josie Awards, and Amanda Cawley on October 25th.
Awesome.
And then we only have one show on the 30th.
Yep.
Not October 30th, November
1st,
Southern Halo.
Yeah. We don't have a show on Halloween, do we? Because I know that's a Tuesday.
No, you told me no shows on Halloween.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I said I don't schedule Halloween, that's right. But because I kind of, we've always kept pretty much all holidays open. So, and that's the way I want to keep it. So.
Trust me, I think we'll be too busy with people knocking for trick and treat to have a show anyway.
Oh boy, that's fun.
Yeah.
So I think I'm gonna let you go, buddy. But thanks again as always for sticking with me.
It's been great, Cody, and I look forward to keep doing it for indefinite period of time.
All right, man.
Thank you again for having me.
Okay, bud.
Talk to you next week, Cody. Bye.
See you, bud. Hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Ellie Cook. As Craig mentioned, next week we have Sarah Spearman next Monday, and next Tuesday. We've got the super talented Juliana Hill. So I think I think I'm gonna end the episode right here. You've been listening to Quick Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.